I've met the people, like the guy came up to me and said, I came from Israel because of the show. I'm not going to go and gush, but there were so many beautiful people. I just want to thank every one of them for coming up and saying and showing their appreciation.
I had an exchange yesterday where I actually teared up.
Wow.
Because the person was so...
Wow.
Yeah, I had one too. I punched the guy.
I also tear up easily.
But I just was at this show, KXP. Remember the song that we put
on?
They're
on my list.
They're from Finland. And this woman came up who knows the show. She does a blog in San Francisco. A woman, Colleen, described them as a goth LCD sound system.
Wow.
Perfect
wow.
description. They were unbelievable. But I have to say that the one guy who wore this sort of this fringed black poncho looked like Kevin Wade in a dress.
Oh,
Kevin Wade is our engineer. It's a joke that will only work for all of us, right. But I have to say it anyway. And then I met three people, one of them who went to the Bill Baird show, which I missed because I saw the Brilliant Telekinesis show tonight at the Parish, and Michael Benjamin Laren was so fantastic that... And he had a member of Not a Surf come up on stage with him. That's right. And then the keyboard player, I can't remember, from Wild Flag, was also in the band. He had a fabulous band. But I missed Bill Baird, who was the artist I gushed about. And apparently he came with like a 12-piece orchestra. And he showed me a video. I had headphones on watching this video of Bill Baird, who I'm not going to see.
That was his last one.
Yeah, one and only.
He was just doing one.
He's on my list too. I missed a lot of things tonight, but it was worth it. I got into this show that was going to be headlined by the Flaming Lips, and was advised, do not leave or you will never ever get back in. And that was the truth, because there were people still waiting in line who had been there for 4 hours who never got in.
So how were the Flaming Lips?
The Flaming Lips were amazing. You know, it was not the spectacle. I think for fans who were going there thinking it's going to be confetti cannons and the light show, it was none of that. It was a very restrained performance on a very small stage, very intimate show, I would call it. And they did... Of all things, they did Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots, a record that's now 10 years old. It's celebrating its 10th anniversary.
Can't believe that.
And they did it from start to finish, and Wayne Coyne announced to the audience that this is the first time they'd ever done the record live from start to finish.
Oh, that's exciting.
So it was, you know, it was worth it for fans who thought, well, wait a minute, where are the t-shirt cannons?
Yeah.
You know,
but
it was so wonderful. It was so amazing to see them and hear those songs. They did Are You Some Kind of Hypnotist. They said that was the first time they'd ever done that live.
Wow.
From that record. And
we recorded this, yes.
And we did record it, and hopefully, assuming all of our permissions come through,
what could possibly go wrong?
We are expecting to put that full show online, and so just stay tuned, and we'll let you know.
Oh, that's very exciting. Well, I did a little kind of exciting thing today. I interviewed Stevie Nicks! Oh, my God!
Wow.
It was so exciting.
Pinch me.
And then I went to see her perform with the Sound City Players, Dave Grohl's band. And I have to say, it was magic. And my favorite part of the show, aside from the fact that hearing Stevie Nicks with this heavy band, you know, because Grohl's really kicking it out, Eagles of Death Metal style with this band, really revealed the power of her voice at 64 years old as one of the great rock singers. They did a version of Gold Dust Woman that I think they should re-record, because, and everyone around me was going insane. It was at Stubbs, so that was a huge highlight for me tonight.
And Dave Grohl's keynote address was brilliant.
Yes,
right?
It was great.
And we'll have that. We have that online.
We did. Have to watch it on the archive.
I sat and listened to it.
He is a smart guy.
Yeah,
he is.
Well,
smart.
His folks were lecturers. You know, he's from a family of academics and public speakers.
Yeah.
I think it's part of what makes him sort of the unofficial mayor of rock and roll.
Yes.
You know, he's very much an ambassador.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true.
For, you know, he cuts across several generations. He's very approachable in a way.
Gotta say, I never saw that coming back when I was listening to Nirvana. Never would have thought that.
I would say that anybody who is wondering what and how to approach life and find their place in life, listen to this keynote.
Yeah, it's very...
That's what this keynote was about.
It was about finding your voice. And there was a moment when he talked about when Kurt Cobain died, and he really got choked up.
Yeah.
He said, you know, I was lost. But then he found his way back through going into the studio and working, and it was really inspiring.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It was a great story.
I still miss that band so much.
I know. But, hey, we're seeing lots of great bands here. Yeah. Some new, some older. I started my evening after seeing Stevie and the Sound City Players by going to see, actually, you know what it was before? Going to see the Como Mamas, who are a trio, a gospel trio from Mississippi that the folks at Daptone Records have discovered, I guess. And they were singing a cappella gospel, really had interesting connections to African music, really powerful. And that really sanctified my night from the get-go. What did you start with, Stephen? What was your highlight?
Well, fairly early. You know, it's funny. I felt at one point, like, God, you know, my walking to rocking ratio was all off the whole day. I'd walk 2 miles, see Skinny Lister, a band I really enjoyed. Bob, you were there.
Yeah, that was my random. I was just coming back to the hotel to
Yeah, they played in our own hotel lobby.
They did.
And yeah. and I was rushing to see them and caught their last song. And so it was a lot of walking 2 miles, seeing 5 minutes of music, and walking another. So it felt very disjointed, and I felt like I was having one of those experiences at South by Southwest where if you time everything exactly wrong...
Yeah, you can see nothing.
You can spend five days and tire yourself out and never see anything.
Right.
So you know, I had a few of these things where I would see the last song, and something like Skinny Lister, an Irish band, you know, which
they're actually based in London.
Are they based in London?
Yeah.
It's very Irish influenced music.
And Scottish,
And Scottish. You know, it had this... I mean, part of it is you're seeing the last song.
Right.
So I kept seeing last songs. Well, the last song has a lot of, you know,
energy.
Big, stirring, swelling energy. So there's stuff like that. But the highlight for me was a band. I did a piece on them for Morning Edition a couple years ago, but had never actually seen a band from Detroit called Death.
Oh yeah, Death, of course.
And you know, basically like around the time of the MC5, this long forgotten kind of proto punk band, entirely African American, and amazing. Just these wonderful, big, chugging, glorious anthems. Hmm. And you know, they had this record. They'd released like a 7-inch and then disappeared for decades. And like their sons discovered these tapes and brought them out.
What a great story.
And now it's a wonderful story. And there's this incredible sort of multi-generational joy on stage where you have these guys who'd gone completely adrift since not adrift like in life, but in music, since this band broke up and one of the kind of heart and soul of the band had died.
Yeah.
But their sons, who are also musicians and really good musicians who perform in a band called Rough Francis, they've sort of merged to form a multi-generational, very loving band, and so they would speak, you know, and they would sort of speak about their story a little bit and pay tribute to their beloved fan, because, you know, at least one case, it was their brother, you know, who had died, the kind of main spokesperson for the group.
There was a great panel on them last year, actually, where they told their story.
It's so important to note that the music was great.
Yeah.
And so it was this, I found that a very...
But that sort of context just changes the way you hear it completely. I mean, it was probably great music regardless, but that really changes.
And they brought the context into the performance, and that was one where the people in the crowd who knew their story would just hang on their every word, and it was beautiful. That was my highlight for the day.
I had an intergenerational experience too, going to see the Scatolites. And a little known fact about Ann Powers is that I was the blues and reggae buyer at Tower Records when I was about 21 years old back in San Francisco, and I love classic reggae and ska, and the Scatolites have really survived as an intergenerational band with, you know, I think they only have one original member left, but the younger guys in the band are just as, you know, skilled and spirited as the original ones. And it really reminded me of New Orleans when I was there last summer. Just that love of that tradition, but always enlivening it. The Scatolites set also had my favorite moment from the crowd, which was these dudes behind me. It was a totally dancing, hippie, skanking, loving, fun crowd. But behind me, there were these dudes who were singing along with every song, which is interesting because the Scatolites are mostly an instrumental band.
Right.
They didn't have the wonderful Doreen Schaefer singing on a couple of songs. She did My Boy Lollipop, one of the great songs
really
of all
time.
Yeah, it was really great. So that was another highlight for me.
I saw intergenerational, sort of, the group called Terracaft, who is...
Oh, you saw them.
Yes.
I really wanted to go.
They're a band from Mali, you know, the Tuareg band, a guitar-based hypnotic stuff. You hear, we've played Tanarawin on our show. Mm-hmm. The founding member of Tanarawin is the core of Terracaft. Cool. And his nephew is the other guitar player.
There you go.
Two other members of the band didn't get visas, so it was just two guitars and a pickup bass player, no percussion.
Wow.
In the warmth of Austin today, which was, you know, it was fairly warm today,
right.
Wearing super heavy clothing and parkas.
Wow.
and robes and, you know, the scarves and the whole, I don't understand that, how that works and why people in deserts wear such heavy clothing, but
it's quite cold at night.
I see.
It's cold at night.
But that was not, anyway.
Protection, it was just from this.
But it came across, the power of the music came across.
The power of the music was phenomenal, even without the percussion.
Wow.
So hypnotic. That was how I started my musical day.
Wow.
I want to just mention three quick things. We're doing some of our highlights. We're listing them on the blog along with this podcast every day. And I just want to mention, I saw Carousel, the band, the synth pop duo that we had on the show. Loved them, did not disappoint. I started my day with a long, long hike out past the highway to see a band called Conveyor, which I was really surprised with, really loved. I thought, Bob, that you should check them out if you haven't already.
Oh, I've seen them a couple of times.
Okay, because there was something melodic in their melodies that reminded me a little bit of Dirty Projectors, but not quite as wacky.
Yes.
But it sort of followed a lot of the same lines. But otherwise, it was sort of sunny pop music, you know, but... There's
like
some interesting stuff going on there. And then I saw Chance the Rapper, and we
started a million hours late because I went to see Chance the Rapper.
Well, I saw him in an earlier show.
Oh, okay.
He was hopping all over town today. He was doing so many shows.
Because I went to see Chance the Rapper, and instead a guy comes out, a rapper from Chicago, called YP. Like the letter Y and the letter P. And I thought to myself, that is the that is the shortest existential riddle.
Why?
YP. I mean, he was fine, but I just sat there chewing on it in my head.
Well, Chance the Rapper, I have to say, I went to see him, Franny Kelly of NPR Music recommended we go see him, and we shot a front row video that we'll have online very soon of him doing his song Juice. And I just think he it was this teeny tiny little stage, and he found a way to own it like it was like this big arena show,
you know?
And he climbed the stack of gear cases that were tucked into a corner of this very tight room, leapt off of them onto the stage like he was shot out of a cannon, and then just completely owned the audience. It was 15 minutes that he was on, and he just went through four or five quick songs and then was gone, and it was leaving the audience sort of thinking, what just happened? And this kid's 19 years old.
Where's he from?
From Chicago. And he's got another mixtape coming out, I think in April or May, that I think could be the one that's going to make him really take off.
I managed to see Mets again. They were playing. I was late for one thing, and Mets came on the stage, and the crowd was absolutely insane.
Oh.
Stage diving off. One guy stage dived right into a pole and just kept on going.
How do you keep on going
when you're
unconscious in a pool of your own?
Mets were amazing.
I got to see a band I've wanted to see for a while called the Black Lilies, kind of a southern rock, country-ish Americana band, and had that similar experience to that Dawes thing last night, where I walked in just as they did my favorite song from their most recent album, and that was
it was
really,
like they were holding it.
They were just waiting for me. They had the Ann vibe. And thank you, Black Lilies. I appreciate that.
Well, speaking of Ann Powers recommendations, I went to see Haruki Zombie.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh,
I wanted to see them. Well, yeah.
I saw them in a car last night, all decked out.
Wait, I recommended Haruki Zombie. I recommended Hiatus Coyote.
So I was like, what the hell is with Ann Powers? Because Haruki Zombie was two women at laptops.
It's Azur Ray.
It's Orenda Fink, one of the two.
I could have recommended them.
I like Azur Ray too. This was two women at laptops and then five women in lingerie with robes and sort of unsmiling, undulating thoughtfully.
Wow, like an art project, basically.
It was an art project, and about four songs in, the robes came off and they were just undulating in, this is NPR, in lingerie, and they just play a Santi Gold song. Like,
wow.
On a laptop, like play it, not perform it, not cover it.
They hit the play button.
Hit the play button. And at that point, I actually, I felt implicated by being there. I felt sort of taunted.
That was probably the point.
I'm sure it was.
But it wasn't point of me, because I did not recommend them.
I'm sure it was the point. It was a very asinine point. I saw a singer, a leader of a group called St. Paul and the Broken Bones.
That's my band! Yay, you got to see them. Thank you, Stephen.
Yeah, and so the singer grew up in the Pentecostal church, and that's certainly a lot in the music, then became an accountant.
Yes.
Then abandoned accounting. And he looks a lot like an accountant. and you know, it was interesting, like, you know, young singers with powerhouse soul voices like that. I can't wait for him to learn to find the volume knob
He's getting there.
There's a lot of... It's a little bit like he's somebody who would dominate if he goes on The Voice.
Yeah, he might. I mean, I love that band. I've seen them in my hometown of Tuscaloosa, Alabama. They're from Birmingham. There's quite a buzz on them down in my neck of the woods right now. But I agree. I think they're a very new band. I don't think they've been around for more than a year and a half or something.
So. But it sounded very much like, oh, I'm going to hear more of this.
Yeah. Well, they are an Alabama band, so they're used to the heat. And I think they're hot.
So we did a front row video with Sincane, with Telekinesis. Sincane, a guy grew up as a child in Sudan, moved to, I think, Columbus, Ohio, has played with Yesair, has played with Eleanor Friedberger.
He now lives in Brooklyn. Yeah.
Now lives in Brooklyn. And makes this music that is beautifully, again, another trance-inducing music, but then with lots and lots of bite and a kind of a reggae feel with a lot of hard-edge guitar. Fabulous, fabulous show, Sincane. Nice. Icky Blossoms was a band that was on just before Sincane.
I want to see them.
And I frankly was a little lukewarm on the record.
Yeah,
didn't connect with the songs. They were absolutely fabulous. They're the best rock band I saw all day. Well, besides Mets. The guitarist just spun in circles in fierce and wonderful ways. They really worked their stage show, which again goes to that craft we talked about last night with Nick Cave and all the performers we saw last night. It makes such a difference in engaging an audience and having more than just the music. And of course, we all listen because we love the music, but there's something when a band are so inside of their songs that their whole bodies become part of the music making.
Now, that is Joy Formidable. Saw Joy Formidable tonight.
Oh, nice.
Another band that we had on our showcase, or our day party, I should say, a couple years ago, and saw Joy Formidable tonight, and oh my God.
They were such a great
live band. It's just day and night. Listening to a record and seeing them live is a completely different experience. They just shred on stage.
I saw Leanne LaHavis.
You love her.
I do love her. And I tweeted this, I mean, but it's really true. You see her face, you see her on stage, and she almost has like a halo made of Grammys that she's about to win.
I hope it happens.
A halo of Grammys.
I would be stunned. I'm now to the point where I will be legitimately stunned if she does not have one of those, like, you know, press conference photos where she's got the armloads of Grammys. She's just a star.
I don't know. Someone replied to your tweet that maybe Casey Musgraves is going to take those from her. That could happen.
Which is... I mean, two singers I love. I'll watch them battle it out for years.
Awesome, everybody.
Yeah, this is
another
fun
day ahead.
That's see right.
Real quickly, also shot a front row video with Surfer Blood, and that'll be going up.
Oh, awesome.
Good. You got a new song?
Got one of the new songs from the new record, yeah.
That's cool. Fabulous.
Good night for the front row videos.
Excellent. Well, big day ahead.
Another big day tomorrow. It's 3 a.m.
Get your sleep.
Good night.
It's going to be a long
day
tomorrow.
Everybody.
Good night.